Carol Grace's shower music. So if this was Carol on the house, these would be our music beds.
I don't think I'd have as many listeners as you do.
I thought we taught her Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Do you know what the difference between the first five children and Carol Grace is?
Out of how many differences?
Well, technology. You know, when Rachel and the older kids were at home, they had one phone in the house with a very long extension cord. That was it. By the time Carol was in high school, she had to have an iPhone for her communication with her Palm Squad. And so she had her own music and her own, you know, it has totally made a challenge for parenting.
All right, let's give her a quick
Did
lesson.
Did not train her well.
There you go. Now, if I was a freshman at college and my parents gave me that shower head while I was getting ready to go skiing at Arapahoe Basin, this is what I would be listening to.
So, for the record, I never said I didn't like this. No. I would just like that to be on the record.
Okay. How could you not?
We're talking about discoveries in particular Jennifer has made this year at the Digital Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, the largest show of new home products in the country. It just completed about a month ago, and it kind of dragged the way it was put on. I'm so glad that we're going to go back to a live one next year.
Looking forward to it.
But there was another product in particular that caught your attention.
Okay, so this product is called, if you just Google workstation sinks, you'll
Carrie,
see.
It's hilarious. She's at the kitchen counter, and you can tell when something's got her attention. Woo! I could be whipping up a little ratatouille or a little pasta or something, and you hear this in the back, ooh, and I thought, oh, that's $1,000.
Well, so I really liked this sink.
Yes.
Because several manufacturers, if you look up LK's Dart Canyon, I think.
Dart.
And so you picture a big sink, and there's an interior rim, and on that rim are different things that you can set into that. For instance, a cutting board or a strainer or, you know, different types of strainers. So now your countertop has become all one.
The sink becomes
very functional. Instead of having to spread all out, you can really make it concise. But what made me ooh and ah about that was when I looked it up last night, they have made it ADA friendly. So picture yourself in a wheelchair trying to get up to a sink, you know, in the kitchen. You're pretty much doing dishes to the side, you know, with your side. This one you can push the chair under and then have the cutting board and the strainer and all that. So that makes all those functions available to someone who's in a wheelchair. I thought that made me love it even more. But when we do our next remodel, that is wonderful. And you can make your kitchen so much friendlier for more people to work in it.
And is this, and it's by LK.
There are several brands.
LK as my stainless steel sink of choice. Mm-hmm. They're a heavier stainless steel. They're an sound insulated stainless steel. The sink we have in our house right now, what is that, 3 feet long? It's two huge basins with its own built-in drain pan. I've always thought that was pretty handy.
I love that. And, of course, a big faucet that comes up and one that you can pull off as a spray hose. Those are all really essential things to have. But LK also makes the granite sinks with this feature in gorgeous colors. But there are other brands. I just got to see... When I was finished talking to Randy over at Central Arizona Supply, I said, do you have time for me to ask you about this? One more thing. So we ran over and looked at those, and they are just gorgeous.
Dart Canyon by LK Sink. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, last night I was making a salad, so I was cutting up onions and bell pepper and broccoli, but I had that on a separate because I just had a traditional sink and all that. But you could do all that in one spot.
Uh-huh.
And get it all out the way and not much to clean up.
And you know what else they have is insets that you could serve from. So, like, you could put your guacamole in there or all your toppings. So you're coming across for your serving things, and there's all these inserts where you can serve. It just opens up a huge amount of counter space.
And they've tried doing this a couple times over the past. I'm not talking about LK. I'm just talking about kitchen manufacturing in general. But this one really seems to have worked the kinks out. It's one of those things when you see it, you think, why didn't we think of this a long time ago?
And another benefit, I imagine, is when you're done, you know, chopping all the things for your salad, you just take the cutting board, slide it off.
That's it.
Rinse off the cutting board, and then you can put the cutting board back on top.
Yep.
And not worry about those. Sweet Jen does not like to go to bed with a dirty sink, but you can just cover it. If it's, you don't see it, it's not there.
Cover it.
Well, think about chopping meat, too. And you always have to worry about it.
Chicken.
You know, slopping out onto the counter. This, it just slops right into the sink.
Rinse her out.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to end this hour with all the innovations at KBiz with a warning to all of you homeowners that are thinking about shopping products on the internet and ordering them and getting them to your house and then asking a licensed, bonded, insured professional contractor to come install it. I can tell you, folks, most contractors don't like to do that. And the fact of the matter is, we can buy it wholesale for less than you can pay for it. So our purchase price almost pays for a portion of the labor it's going to take to get it installed in the first place. So as convenient as it seems, don't think you're going to stock up a garage full of supplies and that it's going to be easy to find a licensed, bonded, insured contractor that's going to be happy to come over and install all of these products that you purchase that he may or she may or may not be familiar with.
And then it's warrantied.
And then,
I get calls every week, people so disappointed. I have this house full of stuff, a garage full of stuff I bought, and I can't find anybody. So find your person first. Find your good contractor.
All right. Well, we get back at the 10 o'clock hour. Feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.